This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 31.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what's going on? Awesome to be back here. My wife and I, we just got back from a little mini trip to Chicago. First time visiting that city and absolutely loved it. Fantastic food and just a really, really cool city. I can't believe I had never been out there. And we just got back and it was awesome. So maybe I can share some pictures with you and put it on the site. My wife and I, we love traveling. So if there's any place that you guys have been, I'd love to hear about it. So shoot me an email, let me know. Cause one of the things that, you know, last year, right around the time that we had our daughter in May, you know, one of the things that my wife and I spoke about was how we wanted to take more trips, and how we wanted to really invest more of our time into building memories. And I bring this up, you know, at the top of the show, because it's something that, you know, make sure that you're living the type of life you want. And even if your business is not at the point where you want it to go, just understand that, you know, and this is something that my coach always tells me, because sometimes I get ahead of myself, is you got to learn how to enjoy the journey, right? And the ride, and not just the destination. So it's not always about just aiming towards the final result, because then you're never going to be happy. Once you accomplish it, then you kind of have to set your sights on something new. So just make sure you appreciate and understand that enjoying the journey and the ride is just as important, if not more, than actually accomplishing the goal or reaching your destination. And one of the things that we like to do is every other month is take a trip, you know, whether it's a long trip or a mini trip. And, you know, if you're not at the place in your life where financially you can do that, let's say you like traveling and you're not at the point where you can just pack up and go to Europe or, you know, go check out another city, do it locally. Just learn how to enjoy, you know, things in your backyard that, that bring a smile to your face and that kind of, re-energize you. And it's interesting because every time I get back from one of these trips, I feel re-energized. You know, it gives me an opportunity to disconnect, get my mind off of the business. And at least for me, I've noticed that I'm able to accelerate faster in my business and accomplish more when I take those mental breaks and when I disconnect. And that's not only something you should be doing, you know, on a monthly or every other month kind of thing, but something you should be doing daily. And I've talked about working in sprints and not marathons. So check that out if you haven't, if you haven't heard that previous episode. But yeah, listen, on today's Q&A, that was just kind of a little bit of a mini rant. And on a side note, I've actually had some people tell me that they would want me to talk a little bit more about my personal life and some of the things I have going on, which is kind of surprising to me because, you know, I know me personally, when I hop on podcasts, like I kind of want the host to jump straight into the content. And that's something I've tried to focus on doing here in the Flip Empire Show. And it's interesting to hear some people kind of want me to go off topic a bit and just talk about certain things that are going on in my life or my business. So I don't know, maybe I'll inject a little bit more of that into, future episodes. But what I wanted to talk about on today's Q&A, I got a question submitted by John asking me how you can generate leads for free. Like, what are some different ways that you can, if you don't have much money or much of a marketing budget, how can we start building a cash buyers list? How can we start targeting motivated sellers? And the quick and easy answer is, you know, if you have time and you don't have money, then you got to hustle, right? You got to jump on all these third party sites like the Craigslist of the world, My House Deals, Zillow. You got to call and you got to pick up the phone and you got to network. You know, you got to go out there and you got to start building this thing organically. And then that's how you start generating leads, right? When you see bandit signs on the road, whether it's a We Buy Houses or a house for sale type bandit sign, call those people because they're either cash buyers or wholesalers that you can network with and do business with. But the other thing I really wanted to kind of highlight here that I think is overlooked oftentimes is how if you don't have money, but you have time, that's an asset, right? Time is one of those things you can't get back. So realize that there's people that are in the opposite situation. And what I mean by that is there's people that have capital, they have money, but they don't have the time. And so seek out those types of people so that you can partner with them. Have somebody be your marketing slash funding partner, where they will take care of the marketing expense. They'll drive leads to you. And since you have time, you have the ability to work those leads and then work out some type of split with them on deals that end up panning out. Realize that, you know, you're going to be the one spinning your wheels and spending your time. But if you don't have money, this is one way that you can generate leads for free. You know, aside from obviously investing your time, it's not going to cost you any marketing dollars up front. And there's, believe me, it's not, you might be thinking that it's challenging or it's hard to find people. It's just a matter of getting out there networking. I mean, one of the things you should do is go to meetup.com, start joining the local real estate investors meetup groups. You know, obviously you want to attend your real estate investors association, your local RIA, and just start connecting with people. Let them know that, you know, if you're just getting started, don't BS anybody, you know, tell them the truth. Hey, listen, I'm hungry. I'm motivated. I'm learning this business, and start connecting with people and just putting the word out there that you're in business and that, let people know exactly what you're looking for and find out. I guarantee you, well, I shouldn't say I guarantee, but if you put forth the time and effort and you're making networking a priority and you're going out there, you're going to these meetup groups, you're picking up the phone, you're calling all the ads you see on Craigslist, you're calling the bandit signs, you're going to connect with people and good things are going to happen, you know, and you know, it's one of those things that when you seek out and when you put your mind in that and you focus on certain things, it's amazing how kind of the world opens up to you, you know, and that's something I talked about, I think on the last Q&A episode, about what you focus on expands and expecting more out of yourself and out of your business. And this kind of goes hand in hand with that. You know, it's generating leads for free. It's actually pretty simple. It's pretty easy, but you just got to put forth the time and the effort. And on the other hand, you know, you might be in a position where you don't have the time, but you have some money. You know, find these people, you know, find somebody that's hungry and motivated that you connect with. And whether they haven't done a deal or whether they've done a deal, you know, sit down with them, get together with them for coffee, find out what their goals are, find out what situation they're in. And maybe, you know, maybe you can spend some money and drive leads their way so that they can work the leads and, you know, and then you can participate in the profits. And in terms of like what type of split you guys should work out, you know, it just depends really. I mean, obviously you can do as high as a 50-50. On either side or just figure out what works for you. But at the end of the day, you know, realize that 50% of something is better than 100% of nothing, or 30% or 20% or whatever that number is. It doesn't matter if money or time is what's getting in your way of generating leads and doing deals, then this is a quick way that you can get around that. You know, you just have to, you got to put forth the legwork up front to network and connect with people. And, you know, if you seek these people out, you'll find them. So, listen, I'm going to cut this Q&A short. I want to encourage you that if you're getting value out of the show, if you like it, I would absolutely love for you to go to iTunes and submit a 5-star rating and review. And, if you got a question, obviously, you know, bring it. Just go to flipempire.com/question. And I look forward to the upcoming masterclass. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.